to a talk, or he gave a talk at Linux Fest in the West that was entitled Why Linux Sucks and What We Can Do About It. And we should take this with a grain of salt because, of course, he's a big Linux promoter. And he wants nothing but good things for the community. And so one of the things he claimed was that there's certain features in Linux that are a little bit lacking because some developers are not able to give their full time on the project. You know, there are some developers who are paid full time by like Novell or Red Hat or even Canonical now. But there are others that if we could find a way as a community to support them, maybe not full time, but at least to some extent where they can devote more of their time to OSS, then it would help these applications. He gave a certain example, like video editing software that takes like a concerted effort by a small group of people instead of a small effort by a large group of people. And we could maybe help both. Personally, I have saved a lot of money by not using Windows software, MS Office, Photoshop, by using open source software. Paul gave us a small amount of that to these projects, then maybe we could make a deal. I mean, we could fund maybe some developers to do good work. And so I asked myself, like, if I feel this way, then why haven't I given money before? I mean, I did give some money to the Free Software Foundation. But the fact that we've even done worse is that I've paid for proprietary software on Linux, but I haven't paid any money on any open source project. Like, I've paid for Process for Office, I've paid for Worldview, you know, I've paid for VMware in the past. So, in my mind, I'm clearly willing to pay for software, and I think a lot of us are willing to pay money for software. I would pay even more money for open source. The idea is that it's not all that easy, actually, to get money for open source. Well, if they don't make it super easy, like maybe get it in a PayPal button or like on page of the website or something like that, or maybe they don't have it together, like they're trying to take money. The mentality is just not out there. So I have this idea of a very great decentralized website that organizes donations to free software. So right now, it's actually, all I have up there is OS coming soon and a list to donation buttons that exist on Subscribe. So it's just basically an empty page now. And I have an idea that maybe we could make this into a nice social networking site where like you get credit or you vote for certain projects by contributing. It's sort of a way to give feedback also to the developers. Like if you don't like the way the direction is going, you kind of vote for funds or something like that.